How's everybody doing this evening? Everybody blessed?
Amen.
You know, it's always a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. It's always an honor to be here. It's always an honor to be amongst family. So hopefully tonight, just do a little blessing. It's Wednesday night service. Get a little recharge. Go out to the world and, you know, share a little bit of Jesus with the world. It's a life-changing thing. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we just ask that the Lord be with us today. We ask that words that are here today, that your word, we know that it's living and it's transformative, and that at the end of this service, we'll get back on the path of transformation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can go ahead and be seated. In the world that we live in right now, we can pretty well call it a digital age. Would you all agree with that? Okay, everybody's got a phone. If you got it with you, go ahead and hold it up. Yep. Okay, see, we're all in a digital age. We all communicate. We all do most time our work, our jobs. Most time, you know, communicate with family. Do lots of things with it, even, you know, use it for learning purposes. On the other side of the spectrum, there's a lot of bad stuff that can be done with technology. It's all the same difference. But either way, technology always has bugs. Would you all agree with that? Just like our phones need a software update to fix bugs to improve performance, our minds need spiritual updates to function according to God's design. Yes. We cannot walk in the fullness of God's will with an old mindset shaped by the world. Can't do it. The things of the world is not of God. You've got to be transformed. The transformation God desires in us begins with how we think. This up here is a war zone. You got the flesh, who always desires things of the world. You got the spirit man, who always desires things of God. In a sense, we're a trinity as well. Majority will always rule. And the majority vote, the tie-breaking vote, always rests with the mind. You can't live a transformed life without a renewed mind. We got to renew our mind every day. The Bible calls us to nonconformity. Our scripture for so far will be Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And I'm going to go ahead and read part of that because I kind of break it down a little bit here. The first part of it says, "And do not be conformed to this world." That's pretty plain and simple. Do not be conformed to this world. The Greek word for conformed is suske matizo. It means to be molded or shaped externally. That's the word they use there when it comes to conformed. The world constantly tries to press us into its mold through media, culture, peer pressure, and even our own flesh. That's what we got to be careful of. That's what the things you expose your mind to is going to mold you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Our love is for the spiritual things of God. Our love is for heaven. Our love is not of this world. Now, we have to live in this world. We're passing through this world. But we're different. We're called to be conformed. It's called to a nonconformity. We're not called to be conformed to the world and the things there is. One of the greatest examples everybody always gives to someone who resists the nonconformity of the world is, we all know about the story of Lot's wife. Lot's wife looked back because her mind was still conformed to Sodom. And it cost her life. Jesus even gave a parable. The man who takes hold of the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom of heaven. Once we get on this journey, we're not to look back. Don't look back at the things of the world. Renew the mind. Be transformed. Keep going. Keep looking forward. God is present and future. There's no point in looking back. The past does not matter anymore. The blood of Jesus took that away. The power, the mind, the renewed mind has power. I'm back to with Romans here, Romans 12:2. It says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Greek word for transformed in that word is metamorpho-o. And that's the word that we get for metamorphosis. It refers to a total inner change. That's what Jesus is offering. A total inner change. Whenever you're born again, your spirit gets a total change. And it's up to us to renew our mind to go along with that total change. If not, the flesh will overrule. The mind will go along with the flesh. And suddenly you're not in the will of God anymore. That's why it's important. That's why the Word is important. The Word is a living agent. And without a renewed mind, we have no power over this world. The Word is a living thing. Renewing means ongoing renovation. Not just a single event. It is a process. Processes are ever going. If you just make it a single event, if Christianity was just simply coming to an altar and ending it there, there's no point in being here today. Christianity, our job is to renew our minds and to be able enough to resist the world and show them a little bit of Jesus. Christianity exists for those who have yet to receive it. It's the only religion that exists that. They didn't say that about itself. We're still waiting for those to come. We still have a job to do. There are three key agents to renewal. The first one is the most important one. The Word of God. Without the Word of God, there is no renewal. John chapter 17, verse 17, it says, sanctify them in the truth. Your Word is truth. That's settled right there. The Word is forever settled in heaven. The Word will never pass away. That's it. Use the Word to renew. The Word is renewing. The Word is, as Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, for the Word of God is living and active. There's a lot of people alive today that's not even active. We live a sedentary lifestyle, just stagnant, not out doing anything. We are to be living and to be active, just like the Word says. God's Word is living and active. Those words are life-changing. Those words are powerful. Those words have a promise to never return void. The next key agent to renewal is the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, we're nothing. That's everything. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We are being transformed. I love this. Into the same image from glory to glory. When people see you, they should see Jesus. Plain and simple. When you're being transformed, we should be disciples of our teacher. That's what disciple means. One who is like the teacher. You want to be a disciple of God? Read the Word. John 1:1 says the Word was in the beginning. The Word was with us. The Word was God. Everything was created by Him and nothing would exist without Him. The third key agent to renewal is intentional focus. Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, honorable, right, pure. What are we supposed to do? Dwell on these things. Get rid of that nonsense. Don't dwell on the nonsense. We're children of God here. We've got the greatest gift there is. We've got salvation. Go out and share it with the world. Be what you profess to be. Know who you are in Christ. The illustration we'll give here is just as the caterpillar becomes a butterfly through radical internal change, believers are transformed by renewing their inner man. You're not the same person. You're renewed. And without that renewing, there's just nothing there. And before you know it, you're just out in the world again, worse off than what you was before you came in. The result of a renewed mind is we are going to be able to discern the will of God. Back to Romans 12, the next part of this. So that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. A renewed mind is a discerning mind. It's able to distinguish what is from God and what is not. How many out there hears a lot of nonsense all the time? And you just know, without a single doubt, that is not of God. But yet these people are making millions, deceiving people. And that's the most important thing, being renewed and knowing the Word. Because if you hear anything, and it's outside this Word, it's not of God. Well, people's like, well, God can do anything. Yeah, He can do anything. But He has chosen this. That's what He give us. This is the rule book. This is the way to get the blessing. This is the way to live a holy life. This is the way to obtain salvation. This is the way to live the will of God. And He's not going to operate outside of that. He hastily watches His words performing. He wants us to remind Him of His word to show that we do know. You got to rightly divide that word of truth. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word. We got to know that word. The word will direct you. How many out here have done any night hunting? I thank God for that path that's lit up sometimes, don't you? If not, I'm going to fall into something. I'm clumsy enough as it is. When we're looking at the roads there, there's many roads ahead of us. There's many roads before us. But if we have the Word of God, we're going to take the road that is the will of God. But without the Word, you're not going to be walking in the wheel. Too many people don't realize how important this really is. God's will is good, which means morally excellent and beneficial. God's will is acceptable. And acceptable simply means it's pleasing to God. You want to be pleasing to God? Learn the Word, walk in His will. That's why I love when it makes the point there in Romans. It says His will is good and acceptable and perfect. So we go like that. Perfect means complete, lacking nothing. You want to be perfect? Give me that word. We have to be strive to perfection. Jesus was our example. Jesus was basically a living example of what our Bibles are today. Everything in the Word, He did. He was our example. Study that Word. Study His words. We all should take practical steps to renew our mind. The first step, daily Bible engagement. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. How many of us pick up our Bible daily? How many of us make a few minutes for God? I mean, sometimes, man, the Word's all you got to stand on. Things, you know, the world's going to hell. The devil's attacking you. Come. It's everything you can do just to stand. The next thing, Spirit-led prayer. Invite the Holy Spirit daily into your thoughts. God is a gentleman. He's not going to override your will. He wants His will for your life, but, you know, it's by invitation only. Are we inviting God into our thoughts? Are we praying about that decision we have to make? Invite the Holy Spirit. He will guide you in the perfect will. Sometimes it's not the easiest path to walk. Sometimes you really got to turn up your faith. You've got to identify, the third step, identify and replace lies. There are people still out there today that is quoting stuff as scripture that you cannot find in the Bible. I mean, you would think somebody that has been at this for 40-some years, and I'm not naming any names, I'm just giving examples. And if that fits, let God convict you. But find the root of your wrong thinking and replace it with the truth. Been quoting the scripture wrong all these years, just repent of it, learn, renew your mind. That's part of it. You know, that's the beauty of God. He forgives. You know, sometimes it's innocent intentions. But now you've got some people who absolutely refuse. They will not listen. You can tell them, you can even point right to the scripture. Oh, I've heard that all my life. You know, Papa preached that. Daddy preached that. Yeah, it's got to be in there. I don't know what exactly it is, but it's got to be in there. I just believe it that way. I don't believe that way. No, can't believe it. Those are people that does not have a renewed mind. Those are people that's not going to be walking in the perfect will of God, plain and simple. You've got to guard your inputs. That's the fourth step. Guard your inputs. What are you letting into your life? And if you're walking in the perfect will of God, I'm sorry, but sin should make you cringe. There should be certain things that we should not be welcoming into our lives. We need to filter what we watch, we need to filter what we listen to, we need to filter what we read. I mean, there's a lot of nonsense out there. And there is a lot of stuff out there I see people watching every day that you know, man, I'm surprised that their mind's even working correctly the way they believe a lot of this stuff. I mean, it's a lot of crazy stuff. And then that's what Satan wants. He operates in chaos. He operates in confusion. If he can keep you out of the will of God, his work can be done. You become dangerous to him when you start reading this word, when you start knowing the word, when you start quoting the word, and when you start living the word. You become a danger to him because then you're going to take over. You're just going to bust through the gates of hell, and you're going to save the people that we're going to be saved. Because we're just literally going to pull them out of the fire. But you're not going to take on the devil until you know this word. Notice Jesus said, it is written. It is written. It is written. If something comes upon you, what's the first thing you do? Do you quote the word or do you worry about it? What's the first step? Now, if you're up there and it's out of your mind to something of God, oh, you're dangerous. The devil don't like you. He can't take you down. That word is powerful. But if we don't guard our inputs and we let give it a little inch, he's going to take a mile. And when he takes a mile, he's going to take two more miles. Takes two more miles before you know it, you're out into the world. Just lost. And I hate to see any of that happen to anybody. It's a very bad feeling. Our fifth step, community and accountability. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. You cannot do it alone. Don't try it. You need somebody to be accountable to. I'm accountable to the pastor of this church. I'm accountable to the elders. And I'll also be accountable to each of you. If you see me out doing something, confront me on it. If you see something wrong with me, confront me on it. If you love me, confront me on it. Don't let my soul go to hell. And I'll do the same for you. And it's not a time to be offended if someone does correct you. If they're using the Word of God and they're coming to you, it's because they love you. It's because they care about you. Now do it the right way. Don't go out and be a gossip about it. God hates gossip. The seventh sin that he calls an abomination is those who sow discord among the brethren. Don't be a busybody. Don't be out here gossiping about everybody. God hates that. Gossip is horrible. If someone trusts you with a secret and they're coming to you for advice, don't go out spreading that. They come to you for confidence. Just because they're struggling with something, we all struggle with something. I struggle every day. You all struggle every day too with something. That's part of the journey. And I hope you're praying for me as much as I pray for you. I want to see everybody succeed. Sorry, that was my little soapbox there. That wasn't even in the notes when it comes from the Spirit there. The Bible has a call to action. Ephesians 4, chapter 23, or Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23-24. And that you are to be renewed in the spirit of your minds and put on the new self. Well, yeah, that's pretty simple. Just put on the new self. Jesus made it simple. He said he did all the work. It's your job to put on your new self. The new self, which is the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Notice the truth. What is the truth? The Word. The Word. That's the action. Now, as part of your final challenge, I want you guys to write this down. If you got any notes or anything like that. First thing is I want you to think about this. Where do you need mind renewal? Seriously, reach in there. Where's your weakest points? Where do you need to be renewed at? And go out and look at the Word, see what the Word says about that. Basically, start the journey today. Open God's Word. Invite the Holy Spirit and resist conformity to the world. And you too will walk the path to transformation. It's as simple as that. Give a little time to God. I mean, he's not like most gods out here with these other religions that demand some kind of blood sacrifice or some kind of ritual. He just wants you. He wants a little time. Spend a little time learning about him. Spend a little time there. But write that down. Where do you need mind renewal? And really answer that question. Answer that question. And it will transform your life, I promise. Amen. That's all I have. So I'll go ahead and close out with that. You all can go ahead and stand to your feet. Lord, we just ask that you renew our minds. Expose any lies that we've believed. Transform our thinking by your Word and Spirit. And let our lives reflect your perfect will. In Jesus' name, we always ask this. Amen. If there's anybody out there, you want to begin this journey as a Christian, if you've lost or maybe you've slipped away from the path or maybe you just need some prayer, this altar's open. We'll all pray with you. If you don't need prayer,